Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, hello, hello there, guys. Welcome back to Fan Philip. And for all of the new English-speaking babes who have come and joined us today, fan basically means fuck, or like, what the fuck. So Fan Philip is basically, in English, like, oh, come on, like, damn, Philip. Like, fuck, Philip. No! damn, Philip. Okay, but babes, today we are joined here by my first English-speaking guest, Skylar Smith.
Hey guys.
Skylar, how do you feel? Are you excited?
I am so excited, but also really nervous for some reason. Also, can I just say, I thought your podcast was called Fan Philip because it meant like fan fiction.
No,
like
what?
I didn't know what it meant until literally just now.
Stop, no, the OG name actually was from my Moshi Monsters account.
What?
Like something, and it was like a short, like Fantastic Philip. I did Fan Philip. But then it works out really well in Swedish. So I just like rolled with it and I made my own little version of it. So guys, we are here today and what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Me and Skylar have been through a lot together from the relatively short time that we knew each other. Like, we've been through a lot. We have a lot of tea, a lot of drama, a lot of opinions about stuff. So yeah, babes, let's just get right into it. Are you ready, Skylar?
I am so ready. Should we talk about how we met?
Yes.
I feel like we never talk about this.
Yes, we'll get into that soon, but first. Okay, but as we all know, it's time for Catastrophe of the Week, which is basically something that I, like, when you, like, get annoyed at something. Okay. So my catastrophe of the week is when people blow their nose in public. I was at the student center this morning, or like today, and there was this girl sitting right beside me. And out of nowhere, she pulls out a tissue and starts blowing the fuck out of her nose. Like, I could hear the snot just like being pushed out of those nose candles. It was disgusting. Skylar, what are your thoughts on this problem?
That is honestly vile. People that do that need to reassess everything in life. Like, manners, where? Who raised you?
No, like, even worse when people do it on the street and just like, on the street. I've seen, especially, it's always old men as well.
Restaurants as well. I'm like, I'm trying to eat, sir, and I don't want like your
it's
snot.
It's disgusting because you can hear like exactly how much snot. You can hear if it's a good like snot though. So I mean, love that for them, but I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it at all.
Absolutely not.
Disgustingness. So now it's time for Skylar's catastrophe of the week.
My catastrophe of the week is 100%. Bare feet in the gym. If you take your shoes off in the gym, in a public gym, you are doing something wrong. Why are your toes out? Why are they out?
Ew. I don't know why. Like, why would you do this? Like,
what's the reason? When I see the toes gripping the mat that I laid on 2 seconds before, it makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
It's disgusting. And also, like, like, why did you just wear, like, your shoes, your trainers?
Right? Like, okay, fine, socks, whatever, still gross, but, like, bare toes. Like, I can see your toenails. Like, sis, like, put them away.
My conclusion is that they simply must have a foot fetish and they must be delusional. So they must think that everyone loves the side of their feet as much as they do.
And they're not even, like, what are they even doing? They're, like, stretching their leg and your shoe has to come off and your sock has to come off.
It's always men as well. So they're, like, Rose and Harry, like, their fucking toe, like, toenails are, like, so long and disgusting.
Honestly,
and dirty.
Foul, shocking behavior.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Absolutely not, no. That was a good one, Skylar. Well done, well done. And just so you guys know, we are drinking some wine. So, I mean, as chink, clear, cheers. So, as this podcast episode progresses, we might start saying more crazy and crazier shit. So, stick until the end, because who knows where this will end up. We might be throwing up on each other. But, I mean, how iconic wouldn't that be, babe? Okay, so I think we should start off with a little intro. Background of you, Skylar. Like, tell a bit about yourself. Like, where are you? Like, yeah.
So I'm originally from California.
Yes, California girls. A bop.
But I grew up in the Cayman Islands.
Island gal. Bilingual.
Yeah, that's iconic. Like, my biggest personality trait is that I grew up on an island. But anyway, so I came to UCL for architecture. Shout out Bartlett. I met Philip, I think, in like my first week ever in London. I moved to London for UCL and I hadn't even been before because COVID 2020, our first year at university was awful.
Yeah, we'll get into that more soon.
So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I also play rugby.
Yes, she is a sportsy girl, guys.
Yeah, Philip and I gym.
Yeah, that's also something we'll delve more deeper into later. Like, we have something going on, some obsession. I don't know what's going on there, but anyways, yeah, so how we met. So it was basically like the first, like, I come to London, I think it came like the 9th of September, and you'd also just arrived.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny because we had this like chat, no, this like Instagram page of like UCL freshers
Instagram,
where we all posted selfies of each other, or like the weirdos did. And for some reason, we chose to post selfies. Like, why do we do that?
That's
for what? Desperate ass shit. Like, can I imagine like the England people being like, who are these freaks? Because it was only like international students. So then, like, I was scrolling through, and then a Skylar's page pops up. I was like, oh, this is, like, a hot, like, fun-looking girl. Like, blonde and crazy just like me. So I was like, okay, I'll slide into our DMs. And then we decided to meet up, like, the day afterwards, I think.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, those pictures that I posted were so catfished.
No, they weren't.
The DMs got slipped.
I mean, it worked. So, as you should.
But yeah, so I think you texted me first. And yeah. I was staying with my mom at the time when I first moved to London. And I got a text and I was like, hey mom, like, I'm gonna go meet up with this guy. And it was in broad daylight. Like,
we were
going to a park. It was like 4 p.m. And she was like, I don't know about this. Like, it sounds really sketchy. Like, you've never met him. Like, you're in a big city. And I was like, no, like, he's giving me good vibes.
Yeah.
Immediately, I look at Philip. He looks at me. He comes over. Hey! Ah! I was like, oh, there's nothing to worry about here.
At all. No, I just remember, like, you walking. I was like, oh, this girl's short. But, I mean, she's hot. And then we just went to a park.
Yeah.
And we, like, clicked immediately because we have, like, very similar humor. So, like, I feel like it was such, like, an iconic, like, first meeting.
Yeah. No, you were my first friend in London.
Yeah. You were my first friend as well.
Yeah. And, yeah, we immediately clicked.
Yeah. It was so cute. So cute.
Yeah.
And then one more. And then we met up a few times. Then we had, like, we had like another addition to our squad, but I mean, it was an iconic run, but I had to end after some drama.
It's, you know what, that's all.
We don't have any lawsuits coming for us, but I mean, Philly, we love you.
Shout out, girl.
Hello, shout out, Philly. So,
you know what you did, girl.
You know what you did, and you know what you... Yeah. Purr. Okay, so the first thing progressed, and obviously it was Corona, so if that'll be like a fun thing to talk about. I mean, it's traumatizing, but I mean,
awful.
It made some iconic stories. I don't know if we're gonna cancel. Shoot, we're not gonna cancel ourselves.
About what? Oh.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I'll just say,
Like, okay, talk about your accommodation. I mean, your room, like, you guys, Skylar's room was the most insane thing ever.
Yeah, I got a twin room, but obviously because of COVID, you couldn't share with anyone. So I just had a massive room to myself. I had two beds, two desks. I had a makeup desk. Yeah. One was a work desk. And this massive room. But my accommodation, I literally have horror stories. Like, imagine shit dripping from the ceiling into the kitchen. That. Like, oh, did I ever tell you about the poo throwing story, Philip?
No.
So. What? So we were on the top floor of our accommodation. We just got back from a night out, whatever.
Yeah.
And we hear all this commotion in the halls. And we're like, what's going on? Like, why are people screaming?
Yeah.
So Taylor and I open the door. And kid you not, there is literally a group of people with a shit in their hand throwing it at other people down the hall. This is an adult university hall's accommodation. And there is human feces being thrown onto people, like splat, like... Ugh.
That's the most shocking thing I've ever heard. But I mean, I guess COVID really took its toll on some people.
Some people are just built different.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I get it. Maybe if I was in your halls, maybe I'd snap. Because honestly, they snapped. They got a psychotic breakdown. But I mean, good for them. We'd have a crazy...
No, like, imagine going home for Christmas and your family's like, oh, so how's your hall, Skylar? And I'm like, yeah, shit is thrown at people in the hallways. Like... Awful. Yours were much better, though.
Yeah, mine was... Connor was iconic. We had, like, really... We had a type on, like, we were, like, a small family. So, I was lucky. But it's probably because I chose, like, the intercollegiate halls. I don't know.
Yeah, no, those definitely seem better. Like, garden halls seem so fun. But the UCL main ones definitely do not recommend.
No. Okay, but what else did we do in first year? Like, that was, like, iconic. Like, we... Yeah. Okay, you know what? We're gonna spill the tea anyways. The filters are just coming off. So, okay, this one time, wait, can you tell?
Yeah, okay, so this was like beginning of COVID 2020. Yeah. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
No.
And basically, I was at a bar with my friends and we took shots. And I was like, wow, guys, like this doesn't even taste like alcohol. And then I get a text on the group chat for my hall's accommodation and it says, guys, COVID, everyone has it in the halls. Like, we're going on lockdown, 10 days inside.
Yeah.
I text Philip immediately, like, shit.
Yeah.
COVID. Meanwhile, you already have it, don't you?
Yeah. No, I got it after you.
Right.
Because we'd been at a bar, like, the day before and you couldn't... I don't think you could taste.
No.
Maybe. But I was like, oh well, like I drank from your drink because I was fucking you know me, guys, I'm an alcoholic, so I just get all the alcohol that I can get. So I was like, oh, yummy, yummy. And then one day after, you like FaceTime me, like, I have COVID.
I'm in lockdown.
But no, but you did not get tested. I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, no.
But you in your room, I was like, I can't taste anything. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So then one day goes and I also lose all of my taste and everything. I'm like, okay, Skylar, we are COVID twins. I mean, that's iconic. But then I got, like, we both got locked into our room. You got an Uber Eats voucher for, like, £200. I remember that. Like, you send me meals. Like, come on, sugar mama.
Yeah.
And that was also, like, during that time, it was a time when the guy saw my piece. How I told you guys about this. When we were, like, in, like, we had, like, a little halls.
Oh,
this is so morally wrong, guys. I don't know what was going through my mind. Like, I was desperate. Like, we were having, like, a little corridor pizza night. And for some reason, I chose to join. But it was, like, we had to have, like, our foot inside of the door. Like, one foot.
What a weird time of our lives.
One foot inside the door. So I was there, like, joined. I couldn't taste the pizza that I was eating, but I was like, okay, whatever. And then I was sitting there with these, like, eight guys. Because I was, like, in a corridor with only guys. So the bathrooms were, like, traumatizing.
Gross.
And we were there, and then this one guy who was like the neighbor, like in front of me, out of nowhere, he just stretches out and takes a piece of my pizza. And I'm too much and I'm way too much of a pussy to say anything. Like, I don't think you would say anything either. Like, you were too scared. Like, some people would, but we would simply not.
That's why our flat was so petty last year, because none of us had like confrontational skills.
No, at all. And just then he just takes it. I'm like, okay, he can have one. Then he grabs, takes another one, but I still don't say anything. Like, that just shows how bad it is. And then I go to the toilet, and two more pieces are gone.
No, I just, who raised you? Imagine taking 4 pieces of pizza from someone else's.
I know, gross. And that same night, I got so drunk that...
per usual.
Yeah, per usual. I got so drunk that I went into the bathroom to throw up. And then when I come back, somebody had broken into my room from the window. Do you remember this?
No.
Somebody had climbed through, like, over, like, the fucking... gate, whatever it's called, like the fence, had climbed into my room and had tried to take alcohol because but of course I'm an alcoholic, so the alcohol was gone. So I mean, sucks to be you, bitch. So then he took my milk.
My milk.
And then he climbs out, and then this guy, Will, from my halls, nearly beat him up.
Oh, your name dropping.
Yeah, no, but Will was an icon, because he nearly beat this guy up, because he was, like, defending me, because I wasn't allowed to go out, because I was stuck in my room there. What the fuck are you doing? I was screaming to this guy.
From his window.
I know, like, just not the bathroom, he's thrown up, so I was blackout drunk.
Per usual.
Yeah, so that was an, an icon of a traumatizing little period in our lives.
Yeah, I know.
Because we have another story from first year. And this was in the beginning when it was more than just me and Skylar in our squad.
A trio. A secret third member who cannot be named.
He will not be named. So me, Skylar, Philly, and we'll call him Paul for the sake of anonymity.
Yes.
We were out and we had been at Sketch. Like, we were at Sketch. Iconic place. Like, the bathroom.
So good.
So good.
Instagram pictures, so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's basic ass bitch, but it's basic bitch, but we are basic ass bitches, so come on now. So we'd been there, and what happened there, Skylar?
I don't remember exactly because we had a lot of rosé, but I remember there was like a curfew of like 9 or 10, like it was super early.
Yeah.
And we were there until curfew.
Yeah.
And like I don't even know if it was like security, police, or like the employees, they come down and they're like shout, like it's dramatic. Like they're like, everyone leave, like everyone, Sketch is closed. Like it was literally like 0 to 100. Like we were enjoying rosé and then like people are screaming at us.
Yeah.
So we're like sat down. We're like, oh, Bill, please, like, can we please get our check? Yeah. We gotta pay. Anyways, the people are screaming. It's like running. People are getting up, leaving, running. It's apocalyptic.
Yeah.
And Philip goes, let's just leave.
Was I the one who said it? I do not know.
Okay.
We'll blame it on Philly. No, we blame it on Paul, of course.
Yeah, so
Paul.
Paul was like, let's just leave. Like, they're not giving us our bill. They're telling us to leave. So. You guys literally left in my guilty conscience. I'm counting coins in my purse. I left them £4 in coins.
Crumbs.
From a 50-pound tab because I felt so bad for dining and dashing.
But yeah, I mean, I love the morality, Skylar. I would not really. Those £4.
Coins as well. Like, I was counting. Like, everyone was, like, running out. Like, 10 o'clock, leave. Yeah. And I was like, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, no, they got
Okay, guys, that was first year for us. We have more stories, but we're more interested in the second year juicy ones. Because there are a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
Yes, this is when we lived together. So you can imagine, like, COVID 2020 tried to separate us.
Yeah.
But 2021, we're 2 rooms next to each other.
Okay, so should we talk about how we got this flat?
Just go.
Our flat hunt was so chaotic and so stressed. And for what? Like, we literally were like, we have to have a place this summer. Like, I was telling them this whole time, like, you know, like, people get it in, like, September, like, August earliest. But Skylar and the others were adamant. I was like, this is weird behavior, guys. But I was like, okay, well, let's just do it anyways.
Yeah, I literally thought London in summer would be, like, I was literally going to stay my entire summer in London. I was like, this is going to be so much fun. And then I got a French boyfriend and went to France for a whole entire summer.
Yeah, so we were having, okay, so we were very adamant on getting a flat. And I remember we probably went, like, how many flat viewings? 8 before.
So many.
They were all so trash.
Yeah, disgusting. Honestly awful.
And we were on our last straw. Like, I remember we were taking, like, we were literally, like, down to take anything.
Yeah.
And I guess we kind of did.
Honestly.
I guess we did, but I don't regret it this day.
No,
but like,
I got so aggressive and feral. Like, I was, like, spamming the group chat. I was like, guys, I need more people to participate in the flat.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally, I was like, oh, okay, so my, what I want in a flat is a view. I was expecting, yeah. I was like, I need a
the
double
London
bed.
View.
A view, a London, yeah, a London view, a balcony, our own bathrooms. Meanwhile, what did
with
we
what
get?
Funds, with what funds? We got the view, but the view was of questionable people, crazy people.
Let's just throw some. Okay, I saw out of my window a stabbing and a car crash.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. That's all we saw.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. There's much more. Okay, so we finally find this flat, and it is on Argyll Street. Argyll, I don't know, but I love myself a little Northern Irish accent. So Argyll Street.
We drunk sours.
Sours. Ah, amazing. So basically, we find this flat, and it was a love at first sight for one reason only. Skylar, do you know what it is?
The flower printed curtains. Imagine a like mesh fabric with like little white daisies. We were like, oh my god, guys, like this is the flat.
This
we
is the London
it.
Flat. And
like, wait, sorry, are we literally dumb? Because like obviously sun permeates like a mesh
yeah.
fabric. So like meanwhile we were trying to sleep after we got the flat and the street lights started shining into our eyes.
Yeah.
All night.
It was so bright. That street was so bright.
So bright.
No, so you basically, we decide, okay, well, we're getting this flat. And when I tell you, this flat is probably the tiniest flat out of anyone. And we were four people initially living in this flat.
Initially, but...
And the actual area of the flat was the tiniest out of anyone that I knew, like, anyone. But the reason for this was the one thing that was, like, saved the whole thing was the location. The location
yeah.
was insane. Like, if any of you know London, it's right by King's Cross Station. It was, like, we were closest to uni, like, out of anyone.
It was, like, a 12-minute walk to
yeah.
university, which, honestly, now, I'm like, that's so
yeah.
good.
Now I do miss that. But.
But.
There were many faults in this flat and many haunted experiences,
oh,
I
gosh,
feel like,
yes.
so much. So we're getting into that. Okay, so Skylar has written up and remembered a few stories. I do remember any of these because I probably, like, subconsciously like neglected them because it was too much for my brain. So Skylar, bring it on.
It was just such a funny living situation because we had Taylor, who love her, literally shout out Taylor, we love you so
yeah.
much. She was on one end of the spectrum of flatmates. Like, imagine up at 6 a.m., vegan, med student,
yeah.
gyms every day, long-term boyfriend, you know? And then we have Phila, who just imagine everything I just said, but, like, opposite.
But then I had my era, my
yeah.
like, my 5 p.m. era. That was a weird
okay,
time.
Okay, this
time.
Is true. There was a time when we were, like, literally, I don't even, like, competing for, like, who could
yeah.
get to, the, like, our universe. Like, I would literally wake up at 6:30 and think, fuck, I'm late. Because Philip would be in the 5:30 a.m. cooking hard-boiled eggs. Taylor's already out the door, 5:45.
Yeah, yeah.
She's at university. And I'm like, oh my god, it's 6:30 a.m. Like, I'm
I would
late.
Never get up this early anymore. I don't know what
right?
I was thinking, what we were thinking.
I don't know what influenced us, but it got weird. And we had no sugar in the flat. We had no dairy. Like,
no.
It was the healthiest, like, almost toxic, like...
Yeah,
5:30 a.m. wake-ups.
I don't know, like, it was the least student-esque situation ever. Like, if
yeah.
somebody had come in, like, these are, like, bankers or something, like, working in, like, finance, like 30 years old. Like, we were, I don't know what we were thinking. Who do we think
yeah.
we were?
Right? Why did we all go through that together at the same time as well? Anyway, so that was a phase. It was like obsessive, weird phase. Anyways.
Yeah.
And then we have Philip's more normal phase. His true self. His feral self. And that is, imagine, let me set the scene for you. Taylor and I, it's a 2 p.m. Maybe let's say Thursday. We're doing our work in the living room. Sun shining. A man walks out of Philip's room. He's wearing a plaid shirt. Semi-bald, who knows. Walks out. Of Philip's bedroom, past the living room, gives us a little, oh, hey, guys, and then leaves the flat.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you imagine, Taylor and I, the looks that we gave each other? We, like, imagine this guy, this man, not even guy. This
no,
man,
the man.
This
man.
Dad, this old man, just, oh, and it wasn't even one. It was every Thursday morning.
It was after Scala.
After sports night, there would be a different man walk out of Philip's room at past 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know why. That was definitely a feral era for me. I don't know what was going through me. But I mean, and the thing is, during this whole time, I never had sex with any single one of these men. The only thing that I let them do was cuddle and kiss me for like 5 minutes, because then I get bored. So it was just like, I know why. Like, why did I let these men make my sheets? Like, why did I let them sleep in my sheets, use my pillows? Yeah. So gross. So strange.
This is why I've had to sage cleanse the flat on multiple
multiple times.
Because he brings in a lot of different energy.
Yeah.
No, but I know that you haven't had sex with these men because we would have heard it. Yeah. Let me tell you, these walls in 108B Argyle Street.
The thinnest paper. Of the thinnest.
Paper. I've heard everyone in that flat have sex. And you guys have heard me.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it was like that. Argyle was like that.
Yeah, and the beds, like, many, many a times. Taylor was my neighbor. Sorry, Taylor, but sorry, I mean, Taylor. It's your own fault. You were the one who put yourself in this situation. I just had the bed, like, do against the wall. So I had to, like, put in my AirPods and just, like, try and fall asleep. And mind you that I had, this was my 5 a.m. era, so I was like, fuck this. Because I was in bed by, like, 9 p.m. So now I, like, can't, I wake up, like, 11, like, oh, what's that? What's that? I do not know. And then, yeah.
Yeah, you got super weird about the bedtime. I remember one time, I think I had a conversation with Taylor in the, like, right outside.
No,
In the hallway. It was, like, maybe 10:30 latest. Philip opens his door. He's like, I'm trying to sleep.
Ah, what a horrible roommate, the flatmate. But we all had our psycho moments in this. Like, no, because I feel like we all lived so, like, close. Like, because the flat was so tiny.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, we all lived way too close. Like, physically close to each other. So it was just, it got so weird.
We could never escape each other. It got too weird. The living room.
Because my room was too small to have a desk. Like, that's how small my room was. So I had to study every day in the fucking living room. I felt so guilty because I took up, like, the whole fucking kitchen table with my, like, physics gen iPad. I felt so bad. And then also the kitchen situation, me and my HelloFresh. That's probably, like, I have never felt so bad in my life afterwards.
No, wait, Philip, I have something to confess to you on the podcast. Taylor and I have had this conversation. Taylor, if you're listening, you know what I'm going to say.
No.
We have basically said that we've talked about this, every time that Taylor and I would come home after a long day of studying at university, we'd open the door, the main door, we'd go up the stairs, and as we were going up the stairs to the door of our flat, we would hear your... to the kitchen where you would start cooking, so that when we opened the door to the flat, you'd already started cooking, so we had to wait to make our dinner.
And your HelloFresh
would take an hour.
It would take an hour. No, because that was in my early days of HelloFresh, so I wasn't like a master, I wasn't like a cooking king yet. And then also, it got even worse when I decided to have live videos on my TikTok. Do you remember that?
So I shut the door.
But at the same time, it's your guys' fault because you never confronted me. So, it was my fault, obviously, but I mean, the whole situation, like, in our flat, like, we never told anything to each other.
Yeah, it was just so petty, the whole thing.
So we, like, built up aggression towards each other. I remember, like, we had, like, a few moments being scared as well. I was like, fuck this. Like, I was so, like, annoyed at you, and I thought you were so annoyed at me.
No, but the thing was, we would, like, me and Taylor would talk about you. You and Taylor would talk about me. Me and you would talk about Taylor. Like, we just never, like, fully... You know what? We had a whiteboard on the fridge. Instead of saying, fuck, blank.
Yeah.
You know, we should have written our concerns. Like, that would have been so peaceful. No, but it got so weird that I labeled the shelves in the fridge with our names because I was like, we kept, oh my God.
The passive aggressiveness was crazy. Just tell each other, like, don't take my milk. Like,
but nobody did that.
Nobody
said.
And
so we resorted to name tags on the fridge shelf.
And it turned out so much worse because it built up so much, like, irritation, like, by the end.
Oh, God, yeah.
So bad. But, I mean, we've learned from that mistake now. So, babes, if any of you are ever going to live with your friends, just tell them. Because if you're actual friends, there won't be any problem. Because then they'll just, like, be like, okay, sure, like, whatever. But then after a while, like, we couldn't even tell. Like, after, like, a few months, like... that was too late for us because we'd already, like, built up this aggression, passive 100%. Aggression. So we couldn't even get to that point where we started telling each other because then that would be, like, way too, like, extreme.
Yeah.
So from the start, just communicate with each other and tell, like, okay, if I find anything annoying, I'll just tell you straight up.
Yeah.
And don't let it go months or months because it does not work out well, babes. It does not work 100%. Out well. Okay, babes, another story from Argyle Street.
Argyle.
So this one is such a crazy one.
Yeah.
So basically, so we were all home. No, me, you, and Taylor. Yeah.
So all of us.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about before.
Yeah, yeah. There's before and after. Okay, so we were home, and Skylar and Taylor, like, in general, were quite, like, scared to, like, open the door, as they should be, like, for some reason, I was just, like, a crazy bitch, so I didn't give a fuck. Because we had, like, a buzzer to let people in, and I just always let people in for some reason, like...
Yeah, psycho.
Psycho. It's probably because I'm a fucking straight man, so I have no worries in my bones. I have no worries in my bones. So, this one evening, it was 10 o'clock, like, it was past... most of our bedtimes are sitting up, waking up time.
Oh, like, ready to sleep.
Yeah. And we hear this buzz on the door. And Taylor and Skylar just stay in their rooms, as they should.
Why would you even address that?
No. But then for some reason, I'm like, okay, whatever. It's probably, like, a delivery man.
At 10:30
p.m. But I was probably, like, so tired from my, like, 5 a.m. ante. So I was like, oh, well, whatever. So I go to the door. I buzz this person in. I hear footsteps walking up our stairs. I'm like, okay. So I open the door and this man comes up. And I was expecting, like, a full-on, like, delivery man, like a delivery outfit and stuff. But he had no parcels in hand. He had nothing in hand. I was like, okay, this is strange, but oh well. So then I ask him, like, oh, like, who are you? Like, why are you here? He was like, do you have any, like, girls here? I'm like, no, like, what are you talking about? He's like, prostitutes. And I was like, I look at him dead in the eye, and then I take the door and slam it in his face. I've never slammed anything so hard in my life. So I slam the door and scream. The most, like, feminist scream I've ever done. I've never, like, that whistle note vibes on that scream. I turn around, I just sprint down the corridor. And the corridor wasn't that long, but I mean, I did what I could for the dramatic effect.
And Taylor and I burst out of our rooms, like, oh my god, what has happened?
Yeah.
Philip tells us, and we're like, Philip, why would you open the door? Why would you buzz someone in that you didn't know? We were like, what? How could you do that, Philip? You endangered us.
Yeah, so he wanted prostitutes, and sadly, there were none. I mean, if times were rough, maybe I would have indulged the thought. But I mean, considering, like, him, he didn't seem like he was willing to offer a lot. So I was like, okay, well, maybe not. Maybe for, like, a few grand, but this time, I mean,
no,
yeah,
for free,
absolutely not. So yeah, that was that one. Never buzz people into your apartment buildings.
Yeah, some people know that already, but for the Phillips out there, lesson learned.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely. So be scared, guys. Be scared for everything and of everything. Okay. So, guys, the stories are not over regarding this flat. There was also the, like, actual, like, interior and exterior that had many, many faults. So where should we even start? I mean, first, I think we should start off with our living room and how haunted our living room was.
Oh, my God.
Because we had no sofa in our living room. And we bought a sofa from IKEA for, like, £90. And it was the most peculiar sofa ever.
Miniature. Tiny.
And if you guys have seen our living room, you would have freaked out, because the only decoration in the whole living room was me. I had bought this one poster from UCL, like, poster sale, and I thought, this is a fucking sleigh. Imagine
you go to your grandma's house and you see a picture of flowers in a vase. That is the poster that Philip brought home. He's like, guys, like, I got us living room decoration.
Yeah, but
But
because our conversations were so bad, you guys didn't say anything.
We're like, oh my god, let me help you put it up. It's so cute.
Yeah, that was terrible. And then we had much mold, and we all had in our rooms.
Oh, we were sick, like, fully. Like, Taylor went to the doctor. Like, she was like, I'm literally ill.
Yeah.
Like, we were awful. It was awful. We had a cough for, like, months.
And then we had one room that was particularly mold-ridden.
Oh.
And that caused a lot of drama, a lot of stress. There were a lot of things
repairmen
involved.
Hot and lawyers. The ugly
lawyers were involved.
Lawyers were hired. Oh, you know, typical London renting.
Yeah. Thank God we had Skylar's boyfriend and Will to help us out with that situation. Otherwise, I don't know how he would have been able to do anything.
The lawyer hookup. But yeah, you know what? Find yourselves a lawyer friend. It's much needed.
Especially. And haunted vibes. And also in my room, this was one day I'd been out at uni. I come home. No, I'd been home, I think, for a bit. And then I was, like, in the living room doing whatever. And then I come into my room and I see a sight that is so peculiar. My window is laying flat down on my bed. And it was the most, like, it was, like, despite, like, the trauma, it was the most satisfying thing I've ever seen. Like, it had laid perfectly on my bed.
Perpendicular.
And I'll show you guys a picture of it on the podcast.
No, please go look at this picture. It is the funniest.
Yeah.
The way that it just, like, perfectly, like, plopped. Like, literally 90 degrees. Just fell.
Yeah, on the podcast Insta, which I'll link down. Look, because it's so funny. But at this point, I was so fed up. So I was like, okay, fuck this. I just took it up with my arms that are also so buff, of course, at this point. Because I've been, like, a gym boy for so long. I put it up, just push it back on, and it was fine. But it fell down a couple few times when I was with. But each time I was just as amused.
Imagine the shock. You see your literal window. The window fell onto the bed. There's no window anymore. It's fallen.
Extremely funny.
Awful, awful. And the mold on the walls. Very concerning, honestly.
But we made a business out of this whole situation.
Oh, if you're listening.
So, I mean,
yes.
Slay
for us. We made £100, do you
remember? £100 each.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slay.
Per. And then also to round things off on year two and the flat, is that the vibes, not only were the drama, there was a lot of drama, there was a lot of haunted experience here. There was a lot of haunted energy. Despite Skylar's best efforts to sage it all the way, simply did not work. The amount of technical difficulties we had in this flat. One time, me and Skylar had a dinner and had been, like, drinking, whatever. I wake up in the morning and my computer is drenched with water. Like, I spilled the whole thing. So I remember putting that in, like, some rice. And for what? Like, I had to buy a new computer for £1,000. It was horrible. And you had all sorts of technical difficulties.
So, yeah, my MacBook, which I do architecture, so I'm on that thing every day. It just stops working. Like, it just doesn't turn on. So I, like, take it. I literally cross London to go to, like, the cheapest repair shop I can find. Mm-hmm. And I hand it into them. I'm like, I need this as soon as possible. I have a deadline coming up, whatever. And they're like, okay, we'll call you and we know what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
The next day, they call me. They say, this is something we have never seen before. I say, what? What happened to my computer? They say, there is a dead cricket, a dead cricket in the battery. I was like, but how does that even...
It's the mold that has made these crickets feral and suicidal.
Are there even crickets in England?
Even the crickets are suicidal from all of the mold in our flat. So, okay, fuck this. I might as well go out in an iconic way. To enter the computer, it is. I mean, slay. She is the moment.
They literally were like, yeah, all we have to do is remove this dead cricket from your computer and then it'll work. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
£60, take my money.
Iconic.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool, babes. Now it's time for some questions and time to potentially roast Miss Skylar here. Wait. I mean, maybe it's not a roast, but no.
Guys,
like,
I have no idea what these say. Philip will not... He will not prepare me for anything. This has been just like raw footage, you know, raw emotions, raw reactions.
Yeah, this is real. Okay, so these first ones are more like chill. So so you have a boyfriend.
Yes, really good.
Well, he is an icon. He's a legend. He is the moment. just like, okay, so well, I think I already know the answer to this. So you're a single relationship girl, relationship, right?
I'm a relationship
girl. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But despite this, I kind of feel like because you always, I feel like boys are always drawn to you because you have like this aura.
Is it because I'm a Scorpio?
Maybe it's because it's Scorpio. Okay, let's talk about our star signs.
Yeah.
Skylar, what are your star signs?
I'm a Scorpio, but I'm a Leo rising, which obviously we can tell.
Deadly combo.
Philip, what are you?
I'm an Aries sun and a Sagittarius rising. So we're both fire rising.
My best friends in life are Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So like, per.
Slay. But yeah, so do you have any like, because you always have this crazy aura about you. Like, what is your, like, biggest, like, flirting tip for all of the girlies here listening?
My flirting tip.
Like, flirting, like, talking. Like, obviously, you have a boyfriend, but you've definitely been a flirt in your life, I can feel like.
Yeah. Okay. It's super simple. You just make a man feel like he's funny. Because men, like, they love an ego boost. Like,
they love
hair. Like, be the bimbo if you have to be the bimbo. But make this man feel like he's the funniest, wittiest, cleverest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, it's not hard. Just be like, oh my god, you're so funny. Like, and it works. Like, it's not
I
hard.
Love that. Yeah, it makes so much sense.
It's not
men
rocket
are
science.
Dumb. They can't see through anything. So just play the game, babes.
Right.
Call a daddy 2.0. This is us.
You literally listen to a man and laugh. And it's like, oh my god. Like, I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Men are so easy.
So easy. And speaking of, like, relationships and stuff. Because I have a few takes on this myself. Like, what... So, like... If we're talking about, like, love language, like, what is your kind of, like, love language?
Because
it differs so much between people.
Yeah, so so the love language I like to receive, like, I love quality time.
Yeah, because I have a few, like, suggestions here for you people if you can relate. So I have, like, words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch, acts of service, or quality time.
Yeah, for sure. From my friends, so I give, like presents a lot. I think that's, what's that one?
Gifts is
one. So like for my flatmate, Nashua, if you're listening, like when I feel really bad for being an awful flatmate, I always like give a bunch of gifts and like whenever I'm thinking about people in my life, I give them gifts. And I think that's the love language I give off.
Yeah.
However, the one that I like to receive is definitely quality time.
Yeah.
I want a man to be obsessed with
yes, personally.
What about you, Philip?
No, because it differs so... I think it differs so much between people.
Yeah.
Like, I myself, like, I'm very bad, I would say, at words of, like, affirmation. Like, telling someone, like, all the time, like, oh, like, you're so, like, pretty, or, like, you're so nice. Like, that's been, like, my biggest downfall in, like, the people that I've spoken to, because I don't, like, tell them that I like them. I'm very bad, like, telling people... And like giving compliments. And I think that's just because like the way that I'm raised. Like, I just don't give a lot of compliments.
Yeah. Some people are like that though.
Yeah, but it's not that I don't mean it, it's that I don't say it.
Right.
But I think I show it instead in like acts of service, I think.
Mm.
Or just like the way that I like if I'm talking to like a guy or like more like romantic here. Like for friends, it's the same, like I don't like give my friends a lot of compliments either, which I should. But it's more like I like help them out with stuff. Like if they need anything, I'll be there to just like
do it.
Cause that like, I feel like for me, that's what's easier. Cause it's less like awkward. Cause I find it so awkward. Like saying like, oh, you're so beautiful today.
It's
like
too,
it's too cringe for me, but it shouldn't be.
Cause
I've had like a person that has been very like that to me with like words of affirmation. He's like, oh, like, why don't you ever say anything nice about me? I'm like, well, I show you that I, you know, like you. I don't have to, like, say it flat out, but I have to work on that.
How do you feel about PDA? Like, do you do PDA? Do you hate PDA?
I don't know, because I've never, like, been with a person that I really, like, I'm, like, in love with that much, like, in person. I mean, yeah. I've had, like, my catfish. That was an iconic one. That was the first year. Me, do you remember?
Have you revealed this on the podcast?
I have. I have a whole episode about it.
Okay.
But I also, like, can you believe that I actually found the guy behind the pictures? Isn't that crazy?
I cannot believe
that.
Thank
God for TikTok. TikTok, you are a fucking icon. TikTok, you're an icon. Yeah, what were we talking about?
Love languages.
Yeah. What do you ask me?
Oh, I asked you about PDA.
Oh, yeah, PDA. I don't know. I think I maybe, like, I would, like, my gut reaction is no. Yeah. But I don't know how I actually would act if I, like, be with a person who I really love.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know until you're in the situation, I feel like.
No, I feel like you do have some PDA. Because I remember, like, in our flat, because it's all come out of the flat.
Stop it.
Like, we were, obviously, because it was so small, and Will would be at ours a lot of the time, which was iconic, because he's an absolute pleasure to have over.
Oh.
But then, like, I would be sitting, like, studying or something in the living room. It was my own fault because I was studying there. But then Skylar and Wilby would be sitting in. There is our tiny sofa, which is, like, there was tiny. I don't know how you guys fit in there. I mean, petite queen. Like, you both, like, sitting there, like, watching a movie and, like, holding each other. I was like,
oh, my God, it's so much touching.
I'm literally going to post some of the pictures that I have from this. It's so funny.
No, but this man, literally, if your boyfriend isn't, like, kissing you in, like, really romantic, special moments, like, whenever we go out and do something, like, super romantic, yeah, like, go on a date, he, like, stops and, like, pulls me in and kisses me wherever we are, whenever we are. If your man is not doing this for you, find a new man.
Okay, now it's time for some listener questions. Okay, the first one is from Nick Alexanders. Shout out. Okay. Oh my God. If you both were bisexual and wanted the same man, who would win the battle?
Oh my God, this is such a good question.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I have no idea. It depends on the man.
It depends on the man. Like, okay, what would you say, like, your type of man is? I mean, you have Will, but, like, in general.
I like a brunette.
Yeah,
I feel same. Like, you like a brunette.
I mean, not considering the one that I have on mind now. You guys did not hear that right. No. I hope not.
Anyways.
But I do like a brunette.
I like a rugby lad. I don't know about you.
I mean, I do, considering that one as well.
Considering
that one as well.
I like a smart guy. Do you like a smart guy? Or do you not really mind?
Maybe I don't.
Really?
No, I do like a smart guy.
Okay.
He has to be, like, intelligent.
Like, smarter than you, or no?
That's not possible. Well, I mean, it is after. It is now. In third year. I mean, yeah, he could be smarter than me, because I'll be funnier.
Oh, there we go. There's the balance.
Yeah, that's balance.
Do you want to, okay, in a relationship, do you want to be hotter? Or do you want
100%! Come on now.
Yeah, but, like, don't you want, like, a really hot guy?
I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully I've come to that point where I've worked out enough and drank enough unsweetened almond milk that I'll be the hottest out of anyone. Just kidding, guys, but... Yeah, you know, I would want someone that's hotter than me. Like, hotter in a different way. Like, I want, like, a hunk.
Like, you don't want to compete?
No, like, no, because I feel like I'll be more of, like, the kind of, like, this girl's, like, a Twinkie vibe. Ah! Like, the bottom Twinkie vibe. Oh my God, jail.
As if you
no,
know.
But, like, the more, like, feminine looking, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that doesn't really match up with my recent, like, gym obsession. I don't know what's going on there. It's just not delving into that. But yeah, I want somebody who's, like, tall, dark hair, and, like, very buff.
Feel like same.
Yeah, but I would not want the same type of looking person, I don't think.
Okay, wait. Dad bod or skinny guy with muscle? This is a hard one.
I would say dad bod, considering my past hookups. But I think, no, he definitely has to be more buff than me, but I guess both of them are.
Like, are we talking ripped or, like, maybe a little layer of fat over the muscle?
I think, like, I don't want, like, bodybuilder ribs. I want muscle.
Yeah.
But maybe abs, I don't know. Like, who am I to fucking be picky these days? Like, I've been here for 2.5 years in London, which is, like, the biggest gay city in the world. And what have I got? Crumbs. Sugar daddies, but...
question of the day, abs or pecs? Like upper body, shoulders, pecs.
Upper body, shoulders, 100%.
Yeah, 100%, right? 100%.
Big arms and also big back. Like a muscular back.
I don't know. I like that. Pecs. Like, I don't
pecs.
Know. I feel like
really. That's so pecs, sexy. Yeah, right? Yeah, because then you can like cozy up to them. Pillow, cushion.
Me with love. No upper body shape. Oh my God. But yeah. What were we talking about?
Who would win? I think we would be pretty similar. I don't think anyone would win.
Like, not to like be pick me, but I am gonna give it to you because I feel like I'm a little more shy, and I feel like you would get the guy.
I'm too messy.
No, you would get the guy quicker. Like, it would take me time because I'm a little bit more quiet.
Maybe
shy.
I was drunk. Well, not too drunk, but considering the last party, that didn't go too well.
No, taking himself home.
Throwing on the street and missing the only chance to meet this boy. I mean, we love that for me. But we're not going to delve into that because who knows who's listening. Yeah. Like, find out if it was in Sweden, then I'll fucking say names.
Oh, God,
but
name
at this day and age.
No, can't be too strong.
No, this time. Yeah, I think
100% you, because I'm too shy.
No, I think you would, because I think you're a lot, like, cuter and
oh my
more,
God,
like,
we,
and
no,
more like, attractive
you.
To guys.
No, no you! Yeah.
Stop! No, you. No, like, you're more, like, sexy and more, like, like, sultuous.
Energy.
Yeah, it is a Scorpio energy. I think my Aries energy would be to, like, it would scare some people away.
Yeah, Aries, yeah.
Yeah. Love the star sign. Love putting the star sign so you don't have to be objective.
Some,
like,
people are going to be so pissed off right now. Like, yeah. Ew, zodiac signs.
Yeah, all the few straight guys that are listening to this, they've clicked off. Like,
yeah, shout
after
out
this.
To you guys.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Okay, we have a question from Griffin. He is asking us both, what does size matter?
Does size matter,
Skylar? I don't know. I mean, clearly it does.
Clearly it does. Like, it does.
Considering some of your recent statements.
No, like, yeah. Like, it does.
For me, it does, 100%.
Yeah.
If it's going to make a micro dick, ew, I can't think of anything worse.
No, but...
At least 11 inches. At least.
Are you joking?
I'm just kidding, okay. Obviously.
Wait, okay, question. Length or girth? Oh my God, how old are we, 12?
Oh my God. That's a difficult one. Like, you want both, don't you?
No, you don't.
Do you not? No. Well, I never have sex anymore, so I mean, I guess I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Maybe length.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I don't like when they're... I don't want to get too TMI on the podcast.
No,
like,
say it.
I don't like when they're too fat. Like, put it back in your pants. Yeah. Or too skinny. When it looks like a noodle or a thumb, put it away.
Yeah, put that sausage away. Ew.
Yeah.
And then we have another question from Griffin.
Oh, Griffin.
We have another one. Okay, okay, let's do that. What gives you two the biggest ick?
Oh, such a good question, Griffin. You go first. So you think?
And my biggest ick is when they don't get sarcasm. Because I'm like, extremely sarcastic person, I would say. So I love, like, being, like, slightly mean. But, like, in, like, a more, like, funny way. Like, I'm, like, towards, like, both my friends and, like, guys. Like, I like it when they can, like, take a joke and, like, kind of be mean back. When we have, like, a fun banter between each other. I love that.
Yeah, no,
and when they get, like, offended, that's the worst thing I know. Because I'm, like...
Yeah.
Because I feel like sarcasm is kind of like a... This is going to sound so horrible, kind of like a sign of, like, intelligence, in a sense.
It's witty.
Yeah, like, witty. Like, I love that. Like, where you can, like...
The quick back and forth,
yeah.
Witty.
So
banter.
sexy.
No, 100%.
How about you?
I mean, there's, like, a lot of little ones, like, when he's, like, waiting outside the shower for the water to get warm.
Like,
the biggest one for me is, like... Okay, there's also, like, when he makes a joke and nobody laughs or listens. But anyways, the biggest one for me in, like, relationship, like, guys,
yeah.
is when they're, like, not... Like good with, like, parents or, like, friends. Like, when they meet people and they're, like, super
awkward. Quiet.
And, yeah, it's like, no, like, be the funny guy.
So true. Yeah, like, I've never had a boyfriend before, lol. But I can imagine, like, if I introduced them to my friends
and you were, like... Yeah.
But at the same time, like, would you ever fall for a person like that? Have you?
No, William is very, very good.
Yeah,
friends.
Very, like, talkative.
Yeah.
And very good with friends as well. Like, he's an icon.
I feel like you need that, though. You
do.
You need someone that's, like, willing to, like, I don't know, like
put themselves out there.
Yeah.
Like be with themselves.
Your friends and family. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, because I can't imagine, like, if my friends had said, like, no, Philip, I would have, like, that would not have worked.
Yeah.
At all.
Would you say you're extroverted or introverted?
I would say extroverted.
So, do you need an introverted partner?
I don't know. Like, what do you think about that? Like, do you need, like, the balance, or do you need somebody to match your energy?
I think what you need a balance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think if he was, like, too much, it would kind of clash because I wouldn't be able, because then I would feel like, I don't know, I feel a bit overpowered, maybe.
I think that does happen for sure. I feel like I'm very introverted, my boyfriend's very extroverted, but also we like, we'll swap in different social situations, which is nice.
Like, yeah, being able to like read the situation and being able to like swap, yeah, it's so true. You know, yeah, that's an interesting one because at the same time, I don't want him to be like, yeah, I probably do want like, one that's more calm. Definitely calmer than me. Cause,
you need some balance.
Yeah, because if somebody's more, like, more energy than me, but I guess I don't have that much.
No, I think you're the type of person that, like, brings people up to your level of energy.
Yeah.
So if another guy were to, like, bring you even more, like, it's two people, like, competing to bring people up for energy.
So true,
so you need someone to, like, bring up to you or to come down to their level.
Yeah.
I think you need someone more introverted.
Very true, very true. Well, keep that in mind, boys. If anyone's listening to this, the boys, I know which boys are listening to this, but keep that in mind, babes. Yes. Keep that in mind. Now we have our last question from Griffin. What are our worst shags from uni?
Oh my god. I can't even say. I literally can't. Like, okay, do I like describe them? Like,
describe. Well, I remember the night, the situation. So first year, Skylar was actually crazy, I feel like. Maybe not that crazy, but I like. Like, I feel like she was, because she would, like, leave parties to go home and sleep with guys. Like, you're one horny bitch, but I love that for you. Love that for you. I mean, same. So, I remember this one time, we'd been out and, like, drinking somewhere.
Yeah.
And Skylar, quite early, like, okay, I'm going home to this guy. And I'm like, oh, who?
How dare I, as well? Like, who do I think I am? Like, that's so...
How horny could you just masturbate? Like, come on. Get, like, a vibrator.
No, but, like, when people do that to me now, I'm like, you're so lame. And so I was doing that as well. Like, embarrassing.
Embarrassing. And then, yeah, I remember you telling me that maybe... it wasn't the best.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna say the person, but imagine a sex face that is like more terrifying than anything you've seen in a horror movie before. It wasn't about size.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, maybe I should stop.
No, keep it coming.
It wasn't about size, it wasn't about momentum, it was nothing. It was the sex face. It was awful. Like, scary. Like, I literally terrified for my life.
Traumatized.
So bad.
That was a scandal in and of itself.
And then I accidentally told a lot of people about this in other forums.
Spread like wildfire. Spread worse than the wildfires in California. Oh, like, come on now.
That's my home state. But yeah.
Scandal. How about me? Have I shagged anyone from uni? I mean, I didn't shag, but I slept with this one guy from Scala. And I know this is such a funny story. I mean, oh my god, this is so funny. So we were in the flat, of course. It was second year. And we've been to Scala. And Skylar and Taylor were both sleeping. And me and the Sky come home. And we sit in the living room, and I'm like, okay, well, let's play some music. And I'm like, oh, what kind of music do you like? He's like, oh, I like Taylor Swift. I was like, oh, okay, bottom-on-bottom energy, I guess. Like, I don't know which top, like, loves Taylor Swift, but I mean, I was here for it in the moment. So we put on Taylor Swift, we put on All Too Well, the 10-minute version. We sing the whole thing. Both of us know every single lyric. We're just sitting there screaming our lungs out. It was a moment. It was a moment. But then after that, I definitely got the ick. So I was like, okay, this is not. Like, I don't want my boyfriend to be like a Taylor Swift stan. Or maybe I do. I don't know. Like, maybe I do like it when they have a bit of like gayness in them. Who knows at this point? But then we like went and slept to bed, and then slept to bed, lol. And then we
English?
Yeah, and then we woke up, and then you guys probably saw him like in the morning.
So Taylor and I, especially Taylor, we've seen every single man walk out of Philip's bedroom all the time. Because it was like broad daylight. Like it was like usually 11 till 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't subtle at all. And usually the guys would like say hi to us as
I mean, love the confidence. I would just run, scurried out of that flat.
Head down.
Yeah. Hoodie up.
100%.
But then after that, I saw him loads of times walking around campus, and that was obviously embarrassed, so awkward.
So bad.
But I mean, we always have the Taylor Swift bond, so love that for you. You're an icon, you're a legend, and you are the moment. So yes, okay, we have another question here. This is more of like a more like deep and like more wholesome one. Thank God. We need a little break from the scandalous ones. Okay, we have a question from Agnes. She asks, if you choose to get married one day, what will your dream proposal scenario be?
That's
such a good question. Slay, Agnes. You ace.
Do you
want
to go first?
You go first.
Okay. I think it would be, okay, I'm, like, imagining it with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It has to be somewhere, like, iconic. So we go to Paris a lot or, like, on a beach because I love the beach. I love the ocean. That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, Island,
sunset. Okay.
Sunset, beach, wine, iconic.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, Paris view at night, sparkling Eiffel Tower, iconic. Yeah. You know, like, basic bitch energy.
But I'm here for it.
It doesn't take a lot, honestly.
It does not take a lot. Well, keep notes, okay? If he's listened this long, I don't know if anyone has.
Is it just us in here?
Literally.
Okay, yours? Wait, can I try to guess yours?
Yeah, that would be so funny. I guess mine.
Okay, I feel like you would actually want, like, a subtle, like, alone, like, low-key proposal.
Super
romantic. I don't know why, but I'm getting, like, picnic vibes. Like, sunset, picnic, alone vibes.
Yeah, like, what I was thinking was, like, definitely, like, being alone, like, more intimate. And for some reason, I just have this, like, obsession with, like, cottages. And, like...
Cottagecore.
Or, like, cabin core, like, in the winters. Like, just, like, we're on, like, on a, like, ski trip and, like, a cozy cabin somewhere. There's, like, snow, like, candles, like a fireplace going.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then that... He does it there.
Do you think you're gonna marry someone, if you ever get married, Swedish?
That's an interesting question. Like, before I moved from Sweden, I was always quite sad, like, okay, well, I'll, like, move to London and find, like, an English boy here, like, a gentleman. Who knows, that might happen.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? But for some reason, like, in recent times, I think I'm more attracted to people who know, like, both Swedish and English for some reason, because I feel like, I don't know why my humour comes across more in Swedish, but I don't know if I believe that, because I do still find that it's very similar in English. But I just find it sexy, because I find Swedish men so sexy now, all of a sudden. But who knows, that might change if I move back to Sweden. I might get an ick for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think it will be a Swedish person. But if there's anyone who's not Swedish listening, who's a really hot, sexy, like, dark head hunk, don't listen to this. Just, like, ignore that statement from me.
No, but you Swedish listeners, how are you guys so pretty? How is every Swedish person so gorgeous? The blonde hair, the tan, the blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Men and women, beautiful.
They are
Take
beautiful.
Take me to Sweden.
As should you say. Like, come on. Skylar's an absolute beauty. Stunner.
No, you.
Stop. Too sweet. But yeah, no, I think that's my dream scenario.
Yeah, you need someone both, because I feel like I don't know, like, half of you, because I don't speak Swedish.
Yeah.
So, like, I am missing, like, a huge part of your identity.
Yeah.
As, like, someone super
so
close
deep.
To you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, like, your second life.
Just get on Duolingo, bitch.
Like, come on. I'm trying to learn French.
Yeah, just baby steps.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Our last question of today, And this is a question I'm going to start asking all the people that I interview. And I love it. Okay, so in 10 years, where do you want to see yourself? I want you to dream as big as you can. And it can be all about like occupation, place of living, accomplishments, future goals from where you are then.
Okay, slay. What a good question. Like, so revealing of people's personalities, I feel like. So in 10 years, I'll definitely be an architect. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm studying right now. However, it takes 7 years and I'm only in year three.
Yeah.
But I'll be a qualified architect. Mm-hmm. I want to help people. I want to help the climate, mm-hmm. refugees. I want to build for people, not build for aesthetics.
Yeah.
Build for the climate. Yeah, do something that helps people and mm-hmm. helps the world. I'll be married to my boyfriend.
Yes.
I've already planned this out.
Yeah, propose at the Eiffel Tower.
I will be married to William. Okay, in 10 years' time, I will be 31. Hopefully I'll have kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have kids and a dog. And I'll have, like, multiple houses.
Yeah, multiple houses. Same.
Like, definitely one in France. Well, like, definitely one in the Caribbean. And then definitely one in, like, England, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, London flat.
Yeah.
Southern Paris villa. And then, like, island house.
Yeah.
And I designed all of them. Because I'm an architect, obviously. You must.
Your wedding. I'm so excited for your wedding.
My wedding will be... I already planned.
Okay, so what's the theme going to be? Like, what's it going to look like?
It's going to be in the south of France. It's going to be in, like, rolling hills, like, silk dress, fairy court, cottage court.
Yes, same. Kind of Twilight-esque.
Oh my god.
Yes, same.
Actually, that's just going to copy the wedding.
Yeah, and that song. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I'm correct. No, when I was singing, like, my In Love era with my catfish, I've been listening to that song every single day and imagine us walking down.
Stop. No, Twilight really set high expectations.
Yeah, like, the fucking, like, wooden benches with the lights.
It's the lights in the
trees. The lights in the trees.
No, 100%.
100%. Yeah. And do you want kids?
I want two.
How many?
Two boys.
Shocking. Oh, it's kind of a rare one.
But I've worked a lot with kids. Like, all my jobs have been involving kids of all ages. Like, I volunteered at YMCA and I used to work as a job as, like, a coach. I don't know, I really just like little boys, not in a creepy way. Like, I like taking care of little boys. I don't know, I just think two little boys would be really cute. Can I reverse the question onto you?
Okay, reverse the question. But in 10 years, I've actually not thought about it.
On the spot.
I think in 10 years, very third one, I want to be working with... The ideal would actually be, like, podcasting and, like, entrepreneurship, I think. Because I do love, like, working with, like, working for myself. And I find, like, it really fun doing, like, entrepreneurship kind of, like, jobs. Yeah, like, my TikTok really and podcast is kind of, like, a business in a sense.
Yeah.
So I think that is my occupation. Biggest podcast in the world, like, come on, Joe Rogan and Call of Daddy. Alex Cooper, watch the fuck out.
Watch out.
And I think, okay, living situation, I definitely want something in south of Italy, I think. I don't want to have the same place as you, so we can go and visit each other.
Wait, I know you're going to live in New York.
No, my plans to move to New York in, like, 2 years. So I want, like, a penthouse in New York, I think. Ooh. In, like, Upper East Side or, like, so, like, something in Manhattan, I think.
Yeah.
And then I want something probably in Sweden. I don't know. I'm not sure where. Yes, we'll see where that goes. And something in England. I want, like, a countryside house. Like,
you
a
big,
like, I love, like, Bridgerton vibes. I want to throw, like, massive balls, you know? And just, like, live that life.
Yeah.
And also something maybe in the Caribbean, something, like, tropical.
Oh, see you there.
See you there. I'll get Skylar to build all of them.
Bitches. Yes. You guys listening, hire me for
years. Yes, for years. Time. And then I think maybe I'll have a partner, a boyfriend. We'll see if I get married. I think I want to get married a bit later, but who knows? Who knows?
Kids?
That's a very interesting, because right now, absolutely not. Like, I hate kids.
Really? You hate kids?
I don't hate them. Honestly, I'm like, so canceled.
Phillip's a psycho.
No, I don't find the need, because I have, like, obviously two siblings.
Yeah.
And I think they'll get kids. Like, who knows? I don't know what their sexuality is. I know, I'll be the crazy, like, gunkle, like, gay uncle. Yeah. Who can, like, spoil them with, like, riches. Because I want to be rich as fuck, but I feel like we both want to probably be that. But also, yeah, we'll see about kids. I think my partner will want kids.
Yeah.
So maybe I will, or maybe like adopt. Cause I don't know if I want my own kids, using myself in that sense. Cause I don't want like the kid to be either mine or the guy's. Like if there's a way to like intertwine the DNA.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe in ten years,
like at this rate, right. Then maybe. But also like just adopting, I feel that's like such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah,
I think those are my goals.
Oh my God. Wait, okay, pets.
Pets. Oh yeah, definitely dogs.
Dogs. Okay, yeah, dogs. If you said cats, I would.
Ew, absolutely. No. Like, this is gay things to have cats. Yeah, we hate the gays. Literally, literally. No, just kidding. But yeah, no, definitely dogs. I want like bigger dogs. A bigger dog, I think.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah.
Not a fucking chihuahua.
No,
pug that like. I feel so bad that I can't breathe.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like their nostrils are like. That's why they breathe like fucking pigs.
Oh, so Philip wants an ugly pug.
Or maybe have like a pigeon as a pet.
Pigeons!
Or is it my room Scarlet? I would be psycho.
Oh my God.
So I would always scream with the pigeons outside of our
Philip
window.
With the pigeon? It gets so weird.
So weird.
You
we
send
have
me
those
videos
weird tendencies.
Of, yeah, like you and pigeons. It's just super, yeah.
Maybe I relate to them too much, but just lash out. Like dirty and trashy. Like,
dirty,
come on,
trashy
now.
On the street.
On the street.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. literally. Okay, slay. Cute. Cool, guys. We've been talking for over an hour now.
A long time.
You better still be with us because, come on, this was way too iconic.
Slay.
So, yeah, thank you. Okay, Skylar, what do you think about this recording, your experience?
Oh, my gosh. So I was so nervous in the start. I don't know why. But it was so fun. Like, yeah. I would love to do this again with
of
you.
Of course, of course.
If
next
the
term.
Fan Phillips like it.
You bitches better, because if you don't, then I don't know which humor. Because me and Skylar have pretty similar humor, so I don't know where you're getting that joy from. So yeah, guys, thank you so, so, so much for listening.
Thank you.
Skylar, thank you for coming. You were an iconic guest. The most perfect first English guest that I could have asked for. So if you guys enjoy this episode, feel free to give it a like or like a rating.
A little like.
Subscribe, because there will be more English episodes coming. Skylar will be coming back, of course, of course, of course. And guys, stay iconic, stay trashy.
Stay trashy.
Stay just fucking slaying.
Stay slaying.
Stay slaying, as we're saying. Bye-bye. Kisses, kisses.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment.
The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.